Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Very pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, JB and I would like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Pleased to be joined by a first-time guest today. We're going to have the opportunity to get to know Kim Cochran, who serves as the office manager for Wheelock & Associates Dentistry. Wheelock & Associates, located at 4100 Morningside Avenue, right here in Sioux City, Iowa. And Kim, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's very nice to have you with us. And I see that you're well prepared with a coffee type beverage, and we hope our listening audience is equally prepared. It's getting a little chilly out there. It's starting to be fall, and here we are looking soon into the Thanksgiving holiday and beyond, and temperatures are dropping, and our last opportunity perhaps to get some leaves raked and things like that. That'll be on my agenda later today. But before I get to any of that, we're going to spend a half an hour getting to know Kim Cochran and her team at Wheelock & Associates Dentistry. And Kim, as I said, as we talked about this interview, we begin this program each Saturday morning by giving the listening audience an opportunity to get to know our guest. And you will be no exception today. Tell us about where you grew up.
Well, I grew up right across the river over in South Sioux City, Nebraska. Go Big Red.
So a big Husker football fan as well?
Husker football fan, yeah.
You know, we could get sidetracked really, really quickly about coaching staffs and all those kinds of things.
But yeah, we don't need to bring that up.
It is that time of year. It's college football. Hopefully everybody has a chance to sit down a little bit today and watch some football. You'll be cheering for the Huskers?
Yes, absolutely. Huskers, Morningside Mustangs.
Morningside Mustangs have had a really good run.
Very good.
So I guess you've had teams to cheer for. The Huskers had their day, struggling a little bit now, but the Morningside Mustangs are just solid.
Absolutely. Looking good.
Shout out to Coach Steve Ryan and his staff. And
Coach Casey Jacobson. Yes, my nephew.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
They have a lot to be proud of.
They do.
The community has a lot to be proud
they
of.
They do.
They've done a wonderful job.
They have. Absolutely.
So, a South Sioux City, Nebraska native, and were you a Cardinal in high school?
I was.
And what kind of things were you involved with in high school, Kim?
Music, choir for sure.
Okay, is it vocalist or played instrument or both?
Vocal.
Okay.
No instruments.
Do you still sing to this day?
I do, whether people want me to or not.
Professionally in a choir, at karaoke, or all the above?
Well, at work.
Okay, I'm sure your office peers are a big fan of that.
Oh, absolutely. One note, and I've, you know, the lines are rolling out of my office, yes.
Okay, so are you in a choir? Were you in a choir?
I was in a choir in high school.
Okay.
And then I've sang at some weddings.
Wow.
Yeah, wedding singer.
So a soloist.
Yes.
And very comfortable.
Yes.
A lot of people struggle to sing in front of a group. That's not an issue for you.
No.
Okay.
No. It amazes me when people say that they can't carry a note and then they start to sing and it's like, they're amazing. It's like, just sing, sing.
Are you a fan of the television programs now that feature these singers? I mean, there seems to be one on nearly every network.
Some are good, you know, some are better than others, but... Yeah.
American Idol, The Voice, America's Got Talent. They all seem to feature, some pretty exceptional performers.
And it amazes me how some of these people aren't found before they get to that point.
I guess that's the Carrie Underwood story, right?
Right.
How does somebody that talented,
absolutely,
that no one's ever heard of, and of course now she's a superstar and concerts and the song leading into Monday Night Football and the whole nine yards.
I love it. Right.
Do you miss it?
Not well. I think I probably sing. I'm singing all the time.
Okay. So what came after graduating from South Sioux City High School?
After graduation, I went to Western Iowa Tech Community College here in Sioux City and went through their dental assisting program. Back then, it was a 12-month program. Now it is a 9-month program.
Was it a good education? Were you proud of the time that you spent at Western Iowa Tech? Did it provide the foundation for your professional development? Obviously, here you are so many years later leading a local dentist office.
Yeah, absolutely. It was absolutely. They help you, guide you through the program. There's so much more to offer. Western Iowa Tech has so much more to offer, and it's changed so much since I went to school there. I'm still on the Dental Assisting Advisory Board there at Western Iowa Tech. But they help you to get you out into the community, into the offices for your training, you know, and then we're fortunate in Sioux City to have that, so that we're able to find good employees.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
It is.
Western Iowa Tech is a blessing to have right here in our backyard, and our friends at Northeast Community College across the river in your hometown as well. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM, where our guest today is the office manager for Wheelock & Associates Dentistry, Kim Cochran. And Kim, after completing your education at Western Iowa Tech, tell us about your professional development and your professional career progression.
So after graduating, of course, took my boards, passed, and applied for a job at Wheelock & Associates and was hired. And I assisted Dr. Wheelock there for 36 years.
Wow. So I'm going to guess that you came out of high school at approximately 18 years old.
Yes.
Western Iowa Tech for a year. So you're a 19, 20-year-old kid. You start at Wheelock & Associates, and you've spent your entire career with one employer.
Yes.
That's incredible.
That's so rare.
Mm-hmm. At 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like 10 years ago, right?
It was 10. Yes. Yeah. Yes. How time flies.
We all wish. So how many years with one employer did you say?
36. Well, I've been there 36 years now. I assisted Dr. Wheelock for 34.
Okay.
And now I've been the office manager for 2.
And tell me about that transition.
Oh, it was different. It is definitely different.
I mean, there's so much more on the customer relation side in the office manager role, and then scheduling staff and employees and making sure all the trains run on time.
Yes.
Did they provide any of that training at Western Iowa Tech?
No, not so much. Back then, we were taught on, of course, paper scheduling, and that's all
pretty
much gone. It's all computerized now, the scheduling, confirming.
And tell us about the hours. How many days a week, and what are the hours of Wheelock & Associates Dentistry?
We are open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5.
Okay. And if one of the things that I think people need to refocus on, and we're going to talk about this in the second half of the program as we talk more specifically about the practice, is coming out of COVID, we know that a significant number of people have missed their regular recommended 6-month dental visits, checkups, and those kinds of things. We'll talk about that in the second half of the program. But back to your role as the office manager, I think some people would be surprised to realize how complex running an operation like this is.
Oh, it is. Yeah, absolutely. There's days I feel that there are so many balls in the air. You can't. You're in one project and then something else comes up that needs your attention immediately. So that gets set by the wayside and you have to come back to that.
Yeah, I've said this on this program a time or two before. Chamber work is a little bit like the bit on Johnny Carson 30 years ago when the guy used to have like a 5-foot-high stick and would spin a plate on it. And he'd have a dozen plates spinning and one would start to wobble and he'd run over and he'd spin that one up and then another one would wobble. Yeah. And I'm sure your days are filled with that kind of a sensation. I feel like that all the time.
There are days that are like that.
And it seems to never end. We're all on a perpetual treadmill trying to get caught up. Kim, when you made that transition to office manager, all of a sudden you had responsibility for two dentists. You have Dr. Ryan Baller and Dr. Jordan Wineland in the practice. How many dental hygienists?
Five.
And then how many other staff?
There are five full-time hygienists, five full-time assistants, dental assistants, three full-time front desk staff, and another part-time.
So an awful staff. Lot of work all the time.
Yes.
But it is Monday through Thursday.
So Monday through Thursday.
A little bit of a long weekend.
Unless I go in on Friday because I know.
Because you're playing catch up. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. Our guest today is Kim Cochran. Kim is a South Sioux City, Nebraska native, grew up right here in our Siouxland community. After graduating high school in South Sioux City as a Cardinal, went on to Western Iowa Tech Community College and has spent 36 years with Wheelock and Associates Dentistry. And after a short commercial break, we'll be back to visit specifically about the practice with Kim. We'll be right back after this message.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Reminding you that if you missed a past episode and you would like to catch up, you can visit us at kseJ.com. Click on the programming icon, and then there's a drop-down menu that will take you to Grow Siouxland. All the past episodes are there, organized chronologically by our producer, Mr. Justin Barker. Our guest today is the office manager at Wheelock and Associates Dentistry, Kim Cochran. Kim is a South Sioux City, Nebraska native, grew up in our community, went on to further her education at Western Iowa Tech Community College. Her first job out of school as a 19-year-old kid was with Wheelock and Associates Dentistry. Worked with Dr. Wheelock for many, many years, three decades plus, in fact, and she currently is involved with Wheelock and Associates Dentistry, which is served by Dr. Ryan Baller and Dr. Jordan Wyland, and then a staff of about a dozen other professionals. And Kim, we didn't get to the first half of the program. I wanted to ask you a little bit about how you spend your time outside of the office when you are able to sneak away. Are there any hobbies or activities in addition to singing that you like to participate in?
Oh, most of my time, I would say, is spent with family and friends, grandchildren. I have grandsons, three grandsons. I have a daughter and a stepdaughter. And so most of that time is spent with
family,
them, with family and friends.
And you mentioned a significant other?
Yes, of 32 years, yes.
Very good. And we wish all of those loved ones and your family a pleasant and enjoyable weekend. And Kim, would like to transition into some of the specificity about Wheelock and Associates. It's a well-known name in this community. It's a well-established practice. 36 years you spent with Dr. Wheelock, and then two now as the office manager.
Yes.
Dr. Wheelock retired how long ago now?
Almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years next month, December.
Time went fast.
Yes.
And now you're with Dr. Ryan Baller, as I said, and Dr. Jordan Wineland.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what makes your practice special.
We are a general practice dental practice, meaning that we don't specialize in one particular area. We do a wide range of things, fillings to your cleanings, x-rays, exams, extractions, orthodontics, a little bit of everything. We do have the ability, though, in situations to refer out. We do have fabulous referral places that we can refer to here in right in Sioux City, which is very nice.
So we talked a little bit leading into the program about general dental health, which is your focus. Mm-hmm. But we've also learned that coming out of COVID, a lot of individuals and a lot of families trying to protect their health, trying to make sure that they weren't spreading COVID or exposed to COVID, took a little siesta and didn't maintain their every 6 month recommended appointments. Tell us about how important it is to get back into the swing of that.
Absolutely important to get back into your 6 month appointments. And now it's been March of 2020, actually March 17th, 2020 is when we had to shut down for 8 weeks due to COVID. And then we were able to open back up again and people were hesitant to come in because of the unknown. We had a lot of things that were implemented. We couldn't have patients in the reception room. They had to call, let us know when they were in the parking lot. Then we could let them come in to the office. Everyone had to wear masks. We were masked and gowned and all of that. Before COVID, we were already masked. We were already doing all of the taking all the proper measures for setting up and tearing down rooms so that they were cleaned before each patient sat down. But with COVID, you know, that was all stepped up another notch. Things we used to be able to have even just in the operatories before had to come out of there. Couldn't have even have a parent back with a patient, you know, with a child. They couldn't be back there. Some of those things are lifted now, so they're able to go back, which is nice. Now that we're a couple years out from that, now patients are going through, I'm just so embarrassed to come in. And we don't want them to feel that way. It's not going to get better. Things are just going in your mouth. You know, if you've noticed something, the sooner you get in to have us take a look at it, the better.
Yeah, it's so important for people to maintain that every 6 months. And we recognize that for many individuals and for many families, that simply wasn't possible. And so we're encouraging all the listening audience to make sure that you get back on that schedule as soon as possible. And if someone wishes to schedule an appointment with you, tell us a little bit about where they can find you on the web. And if they will wish to call, what number do they call?
It's Wheelock and Associates Dentistry. Our address is 4100 Morningside Avenue, right in Sioux City. Phone number is 712-274-2038. Our
website. Yeah, if you're looking for...
You can find us on Facebook.
Okay.
The website is dentistinsiouxcityia.com.
Okay. So if you are one of those individuals who may not have been able to get in to Wheelock and Associates, or perhaps you're new to the community or you're looking for a new dental office, Wheelock and Associates Dentistry is accepting new patients.
Absolutely.
Dr. Ryan Baller and Dr. Jordan Wineland and their office manager, Kim Cochran, want to visit with you. Again, 712-274-2038. And if you'd like to learn more about their practice, you may find them on the World Wide Web or the internet at dentistinsiouxcityia.com. That's dentist singular insiouxcityia.com. And Kim, you touched upon something that I think is really important. Some people are hesitant to get back in. It's been maybe more than 6 months. Maybe it's been more than a year. In some cases, it's been two because COVID delayed so much. And then when they tried to get back in, everything was backed up. And now schedules are opening up a bit. But emphasize if you will, how important dental health is, especially to those people who have been away since COVID?
It's more than, like I said earlier, something, you know, if you notice something bothering you, the sooner we take a look at it, the better. Even things, there's things that can happen inside your mouth that you don't know there's something bad going on, similar to like high blood pressure. You know, you may feel a little dizzy or kind of a little headache, something like that. With gum disease, it's not something that you necessarily notice or have pain, but they say gum disease, when it's in your whole mouth, if you open your hand and look at the palm of your hand, gum disease is like having a sore the size of the palm of your hand always going on in your mouth. You would never let a sore like that go on, you know, on your arm or leg, and it's happening in your mouth.
And so you want to take care of that right away. And
absolutely.
And Kim and her team at Wheelock and Associates are prepared to assist you with that. Kim, as we enter the final couple minutes of our program today, and time passes so doggone quickly, tell us a little bit about your commitment to the community. I know that you're involved in many, many philanthropic things, as you get lots of phone calls from lots of schools and lots of not-for-profit organizations. And if you would, tell us how important that is to you as the office manager representing Wheelock and Associates.
Yeah, it's very important. We help where we can in the community and with all of the different organizations and things coming in, or toothbrushes that we give away, whatever need there is, we try to help out however we can.
Well, and I think that you're well marketed. People are familiar with the name. Dr. Wheelock had a very, very strong practice mm-hmm. and a very good reputation in mm-hmm. the community. And I know that you're working closely with Dr. Baller and Dr. Wineland to make sure that that legacy continues.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for being our guest. It was
very
nice to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
I hope that you have a day cheering on your beloved Nebraska Cornhuskers and that things end well today.
Yes.
For Big Red.
Yes. Thank you.
Go Big Red. Our guest today has been Kim Cochran, the office manager at Wheelock and Associates Dentistry. They're located at 4100 Morningside Avenue right here in Sioux City. If you'd like to reach out to Kim, call 712-274-2038. And Kim, give my regards to Dr. Baller, who's a friend, and to Dr. Jordan Wineland as well.
I sure will. Thank you.
We'll be back next week with more on Grow Siouxland. Make it a great weekend.